Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. This morning, I want to share with you a passage in Psalm 145 and a few words from an old song written by Charles Wesley. First, Psalm 145, 1 and 2. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day, I will praise you. In an old hymn, or in the hymn, Love Divine, All Love Excelling, Charles Wesley describes our life in God's coming kingdom. Changed from glory to glory, we will cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love, and praise. The lyrics to this song are easily accessible to those who want to find them, but it starts out, it says, Love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down, fix us in thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure, unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart. And it goes down to the fourth verse, and it says, Finish then thy new creation, pure and spotless let us be. Let us see thy great salvation, perfectly restored in thee. Changed from glory into glory, till the heaven we take our place. Till we cast our crowns before thee, lust and wonder, love and praise. Living in the presence of God, we will be so filled with love, wonder, and praise for the Lord, in a way we won't even be able to think of anything else as we are in his presence. I can hear those who are in heaven singing at the top of their voices as they stand there in his presence. The celebration in Psalm 145 is very similar. The psalmist is filled with praise and wonder of the beauty of God and all of God's works and how he changes people and their lives. The writer sings about the inheritance and rest each of us will find as we enter into his presence. And man, we need to enter into his presence as we live in this world. The singing also requests the strength of the Lord to take the bent or desire to sin away. That once we enter his presence, we will never, never again leave him. That after that moment, we will always serve the Lord. We will pray and praise him without ceasing. Because of, you know, we have so much to love him for and what he has done. But because we have such a great and beautiful future promised to us, we can resonate with some of the other phrases in Wesley's hymn as we look forward to the kingdom of God and the hope that we'll find there. At the very end, last verse, he says, Finish then thy new creation, pure and spotless, let us be. Let us see thy great salvation perfectly restored in thee. Help us, Lord, to have eyes to see who and what you are and how that will change our lives as we commit ourselves to following you. And I have some questions that come to my heart. Has the church lost sight of who God is today? In some ways, I think many have, yet songs like this one and many others remind us that our God is all-powerful and his glory can and will change our lives if we embrace him fully, if we turn to him, look to him, ask him for his help. As we serve, pray, and praise him without ceasing for who he is and what he's doing. I have found that once we truly decide to serve and follow the Lord, we will discover his blessings within our lives over and over again. Even those who think he's not blessing them, you'll see he has been and will continue to do so. In relationship with him, we are growing and growing, and we will not stop praising him once we embrace him and know him fully. And until that day we see him face to face, we are then lost in wonder, love, and praise forever. I kind of get this joy almost talking about this. Lord, help us to discover your grace in such a way that we are drawn to you, seek you as we may have never sought you in the past in our lives. It's time, Lord. We need you more today than ever before. Speak to your children. Lead us in our lives to live as you are calling us to live in this world, to be examples of your grace and your power and your love. Give us ears to hear and a heart to surrender unto you as we walk day by day towards you in every way and everything we do. Thank you, Father, for hearing your children. Prayer thoughts for today. Continue to remember Dallas and Whitney. Dallas has had a third interview and is hoping to hear from them this next week. And if he does, he may have a new job. We'll see what happens. Memorial service for Carrie Williams on February 24th at 2 p.m. Hildegard went home to be with the Lord, and at this time there are no services or anything that we, no addresses to send any cards or anything. But I was talking with Steve, and Friedegard is on hospice as well, and many of you know her. It's Hildegard's sister. Lynn Pierce contacted us about a friend's granddaughter in McDonald's. There was a stabbing. We want to lift up the family and the needs in that particular situation. Many other loved ones we need to lift up every day as we go to the Lord in prayer. Continue to remember Warren and Catherine. Catherine's brother went home and is no longer with us. And then there's other families battling illnesses like the Kinneys and COVID, and others battling cancer and physical illnesses that we seem to see all around us. I just pray that you'll just lift up people like Shirley Meyer, Kay Shively, Chuck Wilson. Keep them in your prayers. Our missionaries, our nation, our churches, and most of all, spend a few moments in prayer for your family. God bless you all. I pray that the Lord is very real and that we will want to praise Him. Pray, praise, and worship Him. Love Him forever as He loves us, in Jesus' name. Have a great day and God bless.